I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Jazz Giants for the months of September and October. We've got Art Tatum, Duke Ellington and Oscar Pettiford, Clifford Brown and Sonny Rollins, the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, Horace Silver, Dave Holland, and a combination of the art ensemble of Chicago and the Brass Fantasy in this hour. Please stay tuned. We're going to start with Tatum's Memories of You with Buddy DeFranco on clarinet. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited show called Jazz Giants for September and October. We heard one of the major, if not the major pianists in jazz, Art Tatum, playing Memories of You in a quartet with Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Red Callender bass, and Bill Douglas on drums in 1954. We're going to be hearing the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, Horace Silver, the David Holland Group Prism, and the Art Ensemble of Chicago melded with the Brass Fantasy. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a set of two. The first one features Oscar Pettiford, who preceded our jazz giant, Ray Brown, by the way, on bass as far as influence goes. And he's heard here on bass with the Duke Ellington Orchestra on a composition called Transbluency. And it's subtitled A Fog You Can Hardly See Through. And it's Lawrence Brown on trombone with Kay Davis on vocal, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Pettiford plays a great supporting role in this 1946 recording. And then Clifford Brown returns with the Brown Roche Incorporated group, I'll Remember April, Clifford Brown on trumpet, jazz giant Sonny Rollins on tenor, Richie Powell piano, George Morrow bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1956.
Thank you.
That was a set of two featuring three of our jazz giants. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on Jazz Giants for September and October. We heard Oscar Pettiford on bass with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Kay Davis on vocal on Transpluency, recorded in 1946. And then I'll Remember April by Brown Roach Incorporated with Jazz Giants Clifford Brown on trumpet and Sonny Rollins on tenor, with Richie Powell on piano, George Morrow bass, and Max Roach on drums. That's a 1956 recording. We've got Dave Holland and the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Brass Fantasy coming up, so please stay tuned. Now we have a station break, and following the station break, the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. He's our jazz giant, Ricardo, with Harold Land on tenor, Roy Ayers vibes, and Jack Wilson on organ in 1965. And then the Horace Silver Quintet with the African Queen, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, jazz giant Horace Silver on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. That's a 1965 recording. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Giants for the months of September and October on Jazz Unlimited. Glad that you're along with me tonight. We heard Ricardo, played by our jazz giant Gerald Wilson's orchestra, with Harold Land on tenor, Roy Ayers on vibes, and Jack Wilson on organ, recorded in 1965. And then also recorded in the same year, the jazz giant Horace Silver Quintet played The African Queen, with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Horace on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. We've got the Ray Brown Trio and one of Sonny Rollins' late recordings, and it's from a recording called the 9/11 Concert. So please stay tuned, and that'll be in the third hour. Now, we're going to have a station break, and we're going to take the hour out with two things. The first one is The True Meaning of Determination from the Dave Holland Group, of Craig Taborn on piano, Kevin Eubanks guitar, Holland our jazz giant on bass, and Eric Harland on drums in 2012. And then Variations from St. Louis's own jazz giant, Lester Bowie, with the Art Ensemble of Chicago, melded with Bowie's Brass Fantasy in 1990.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Giants for September and October on Jazz Unlimited. We closed the second hour with a set of two. The first one was Dave Holland's group Prism. He's on bass, and he's our Jazz Giant. The tune was The True Meaning of Determination, and then a combination of the Art Ensemble of Chicago and the Brass Fantasy led by our own Jazz Giant trumpeter Lester Bowie, played variations recorded live in Tokyo in 1990. Please stay tuned for the third hour. We're going to hear the Ray Brown Trio, Sonny Rollins, Art Pepper, and the World Saxophone Quartet, following the station break.